Good evening. This is Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. A local horse rancher has filed to lobby against two Fairbanks North Star Borough ballot propositions. Kerry Moles founded Concerned Citizens of Fairbanks North Star Borough and filed with the Alaska Public Offices Commission. KUAC's Robin reports.
Kerry Moles has become a regular fixture at assembly meetings, taking advantage of citizen comment periods. She protests nearly every spending measure.
I think that there can be changes. I think there can be options. I think what they need to do is become fiscally responsible. That's not what I'm seeing. I am not seeing fiscally responsible spending.
Mullis and her husband, David Mullis, own Movin' Free Farm on Lawler Road in the west part of the borough. The horse boarding facility is now for sale, listed with Alaska Commercial Properties. This fall, Kerry and David Mullis founded the political group Concerned Citizens of Fairbanks North Star Borough. So far, they are the only names registered.
We started seeing that there were a lot of expenditures going out this year, and we formed a ballot proposition group. So we're registered with APOC, and we're a really small group, very small.
Concerned Citizens is advocating that voters turn down Propositions 1 and 2 on the October 2nd municipal ballot. Prop 1 is a bond issue for two school roofs, maintenance at the Carlson Center, and the biggest chunk goes for a new animal shelter. Proposition 2 would allow maintenance money transferred or appropriated, not being counted in the borough's revenue cap, commonly known as the tax cap.
We're just trying to get the education out to the community to tell them how to vote, but to get information out there so they understand what the propositions are.
Concerned Citizens has endorsed some municipal candidates on its Facebook page, but most of the posts are about the propositions. So far, the group's only contribution has come from their realtor, Pam Troop of Alaska Commercial Properties. By the way, Troop is a candidate on this October's municipal ballot. She's on the board of directors for Interior Gas Utility and is running to keep her seat. Concerned Citizens has not endorsed Troop in her race, in which she is unopposed. They do support the renewal of the tax cap and enacting the Home Heating Reclamation Act. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
North Pole will have a new occupant in the mayor's office on Snowman Lane after the October 2nd election. Regardless of who succeeds the term-limited mayor, Bryce Ward, who is running for the mayor of Fairbanks North Star Borough, the next North Pole mayor will be a familiar face. Both Michael Welch and Thomas McGee are former city councilmen who have temporarily fulfilled mayoral responsibilities as mayors pro tem. Asked about what they'd like to do for the city, both men talked about similar issues, although they take slightly different approaches. Among the themes they brought up in interviews are strategic growth during the city's current construction boom, increased appreciation and support for volunteers, and the use of technologies to improve communication. Compared with the last time the mayor's seat was contested before Ward's two terms that started in 2012, the North Pole community is booming. Then Eielson Air Force Base, the main area employer, was on the verge of downsizing. Instead, the Air Force ended up expanding. The city is in the midst of a construction boom as it prepares for the arrival of two squadrons of F-35 fighter jets and about 3,000 airmen and family members starting in 2020. Like the Fairbanks City and the borough governments, North Pole has a strong mayor form of government in which the elected mayor is the executive of all city departments. In North Pole, the mayor is in charge of the nearly $5.9 million annual budget and a staff of 42 employees. That includes police officers, firefighters, and public works employees. The mayor's starting salary is $69,000. Mayors can serve up to two terms consecutively. Thomas McGee is a 25-year-old North Pole resident who spent 15 years serving on the North Pole City Council. For the past 16 years, he's been the owner of the Cherokee Riders Driving School in Fairbanks. Michael Welch is a retired air traffic controller who has lived in North Pole for nearly 20 years. Welch believes it's important for the North Pole mayor to be dedicated to the job full-time. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Kevin Baird.